ki ikar matan toiro ho yalidei bias yisroi. Because the main event that caused Hashem to give the Torah to the Jewish people and to the world was Yisroi's conversion. Ukemuva bezoir HaKodesh, as is written clearly in the Zohar HaKodesh. Umatan toiro zehu ikar yitzias Mitzrayim. And we talk about Hashem giving the Torah to the Jews. That was the main purpose, the getting out of Egypt. The main reason why Hashem let the Jews get out of Egypt was on condition that they would be receiving the Torah. As Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, you're going to see that they're going to serve me on this mountain. And the mountain that he was on at the time was Har Sinai. And Rashi says over there, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the deal. The only way they're going out of there is on condition that they're going to accept the Torah. So we see that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. So now, why when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the whole deal with Dothan Aviram, why did that make him fly to Midian and go get married and Yisroel converted? Rav Nosenthal says that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Jews had infighting, that we were fighting among ourselves and actually coming to physical blows, which is the main crime that causes the Jews to be in Golis for a long time, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out what could he do. He knew when the Jews fight, what happens? The kavod is taken away from the Yidden, and it's sent over to the other side, to the Sitra Achra. Now Moshe Rabbeinu had to figure out what could he do that would take the kavod away from the Sitra Achra and bring it back to the Kedusha, and to elevate it to the highest degree possible, and thereby make a complete fix. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu headed for Yisroi. He looked to find which person on earth is the furthest person away from Hashem. And he looked, found Yisroi, v'diber imoi, and he spoke to Yisroi for hours or days or weeks, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu got Yisroi to convert, and he brought him into the Kedusha. V'geirus Yisroi ze'ikra ha'olas ha'kovoit mitoikef ha'sitra achra. And being able to take a person like Yisroi and get him to convert, that represents the highest degree of elevating the kavod from the Sitra Achra and bringing it into the Kedusha, as is brought in many places in the Likutei Moran, as is written in Zohar HaKadosh, Kad Osi Yisroi, when Yisroi came along and joined the Jewish people, Kedain Istalik V'Isyakar Shmo Dekut Shebrichu Elo V'Satra. That caused the greatest heightening of the name of Hashem, of the kavod of Hashem, above and below, in heaven and on earth. Imagine, this guy who's the last person on earth that you would ever imagine would accept Hashem. Why? Because he worshipped every other idol in the world. And he said, Ato Yodati, I admit, Hashem, you're the best, you're the greatest. When is Hashem's kavod elevated to Shamayim? In other words, all the way to the top. When Hashem is accepted by all the goyim. That's the biggest kavod to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Havu Lashem Mishpachoy Samin, Havu Lashem Kovoid Voiz. That when the nations of the world, when they come and accept Hashem, that's the greatest Kovoid Hashem. Look how sharp Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the matzav in Klal Yisrael. He saw that the Yidden are in a lot of trouble, that they fall into such a level that they're punching each other out. Dothan Aviram ready to kill each other. He tried talking to them, getting nowhere. So he knew that the kavod, the kedusha, is lost. They even lost it. It's by the Sitra Achra. What did he do? He took out his telescope. He looked for the Sitra Achra. He looked for the furthest place in the Sitra Achra, the lowest of the low, the bottom. And he went to him to bring him into the kedusha, knowing that there's nothing that'll make a bigger splash of kavod, the kedusha, than taking this super shegetz and making a yid out of him, making a tzaddik out of him, where he added a parsha to the Torah and all of these things. Now you would say, so then all of us should go out and do this. We know there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says a Jew is not allowed to go looking for geirim. On the contrary, when they come, you're supposed to push them off and everything. The answer is, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew whom you're allowed to be makara, whom you're not. A person like us, we're not allowed to do this, because we don't know whether the person going to try to be makari is from Klipas Noiga, or he's from the other three, whether he's from those that you're not supposed to be makaras, or he's from those that you are. Whereas these super tzaddikim, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, they were qualified to be able to know who to be makaras. If he saw that the Sitra Achra had crawled into the Jewish people, into the religious people, and caused them to spit on each other, where they're stepping on the Kovei Dikdusha, knows that the Sifra Achra had parachuted into the Jewish camp and was running wild there, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He put on his parachute, and he did a parachute thing. He went into the furthest depths of the Sifra Achra, parachuted into there, into Yisroi's house, and made a Jew out of him. Brought him close to the Kovei Dikdusha. He went to the furthest guy possible from Hashem, which is Yisroi, where the Torah testifies there wasn't a single idol that Yisroi hadn't worshipped. V'diber imoy harbe. Now, Rav Nosson Zal fills in a couple of words here that when they teach you Chumash in school, you don't read it. We just read that Yisroi converted and they made a birthday cake and they lived happily. How did he convert? What happened? He drank some wine. He was a yo-yo. One day he was into other religions. The next day he got into Judaism. Yisroi was the Pope. Let's see somebody today convert the Pope. How many months and what kind of genius and what kind of kiddusha would it take for somebody to be able to convince the Pope to become a religious Jew? Rav Nosson Zal fills in those words here. This wasn't abracadabra. Moshe Rabbeinu went and spoke to him. Who knows how much effort he spent? Ad sheheir einov, to the point where he opened his eyes. Ad shenizgal eloi hoemes, to the point where Yisroi realized the truth. V'shov l'Hashem Yisborach, v'nizgayer, v'aydeze nis'alef, v'nizyaker shmo Yisborach mo'oid, v'nizgadel kvoidonoi. And this caused the most unbelievable Kiddush Hashem.